This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's go to Virginia for just a moment. Story here from Fox News. A Virginia elementary school photographer reportedly lost her job after being accused of making improper remarks to the young students, including allegedly asking one boy before she took his picture, "Can I eat your soul?"
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Can I eat your soul?
Can I eat your soul?
The principal of Chittum Elementary School in Chesapeake said in an email to parents last week that a photographer hired to take school pictures was escorted off of campus for making inappropriate comments to students. The photographer, who is not named, was employed by Life Touch, a family and school photography service.
Stop right there. There is a monopoly on a couple of things in the world, diamonds and Life Touch. There is no other company that does photos for it's always Life Touch.
Well, and she's not going to be doing them for Life Touch anymore.
In an interview, parent Rachel Field said that her son was sitting to have his school picture taken when the photographer allegedly asked him, "Can I steal your identity? Can I eat your soul?"
Maybe she was trying to get them to laugh.
Now, I've had some seriously inappropriate things said to me in my life, especially when, obviously, when I was younger, where they were like, "Oh, you're so cute. Can I just eat you up?" or something like that. Is this like an example of taking that a step too far?
So she asked him, "Can I steal your identity?" The young boy, elementary school aged, said no. She then said, "Can I eat your soul?" He became very upset and said, "No, no." Her next question was, "Well, then, what can I eat?"
Oh, my God. All right. There is an entire Reddit thread on photographers who have taken school photos. Here are some of the highlights of things they have encountered with children over the years. While pushing a kid's bangs out of his face, the teacher came over and whispered in my ear, "You may not want to do that. He has lice."
Don't scratch your head.
While taking a yearbook photo, this is a teacher, the photographer took the first picture and said, "Okay, now let's not try doing the creepy serial killer look." Guy at my school had a reverse mohawk, which is where you just shave a line down the middle of your hair. The photographer actually asked him, "Do you want to wear a hat?"
Ouch.
Followed by this one. I asked a kid once, "Please look at the camera," like three times, and then I realized he had a lazy eye. Damn.
By the way, there is a term for the using weird terms to say, "Oh, you're so cute. Can I eat your soul?" It's called cute aggression.
Oh.
Why would you ask an elementary aged kid if you could eat their soul?
And maybe she said it in like a, "Oh my God, you're so cute. Can I eat your soul?"
Even then, Sam, it's still not right.
I agree with you, but I don't know. I'm just trying to put some logic behind these comments.
There is no logic.
Otherwise, they make no sense.
The greatest photo story that I cannot completely tell with my children resulted in the greatest photo I have of the four children. There are photographers who will say, there are a couple of different buzzwords you try to get the kids to say to get them to smile. Mm-hmm. And one of them on the Reddit thread is, say fuzzy pickles. You know, so you're going pickles, so you're smiling.
Pickles.
Yes.
That one doesn't make me smile.
Right. For elementary school kids, you know, So
I hate pickles.
All of the children are on a diving board, seated in their swim and dive gear. All four of them. It was the last year I was going to have all four of them. And come hell or high water, I was getting that photo of them on that diving board. And I'm standing there, just please smile. Just please smile. Just the last one we have to do is please smile. And all day the photographer was saying this, say Jimmy, but it wasn't Jimmy. It was just something to get your mouth to go, And right, Jimmy, right before that photo was taken, like 10 billionths of a second, Jack, under his breath, but loud enough for everyone to hear, says another word that was not that word.
Is it a word you can say on the radio?
It is not.
Okay.
The end result of that photo, two of the children are looking at him like, oh my God. And then the third kid, Scott, her head is completely back. She is about to crap herself laughing. She is laughing so
hard. So it came
hard.
Out good.
It is my favorite photo of all time.
Good. Is it a slang term for things you might find on the front of a full-grown woman?
Yes!
Okay. God, I'm good.
A mature woman.
Mature.
A mature. A mature woman.
The photo's back in the office. You've seen it.
That's I have seen
why
that one.
She is laughing.
Oh, okay.
And I go, Jack!
Does it start with a T?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Does it end with an S?
Greatest pick I have for the kids. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite photos of all time.
Scott hates Pixar and pickles. I bet he's a hoot at parties. I am. You know, there was a year, I think it was my brother's 6th or 7th grade year, where my mom did not buy the school photograph.
They're always so bad. Let's be honest. They're always bad.
This was at the height of the mullet era. And my brother and I both would have, if we wouldn't blow dry our hair in the morning during the mullet era, we would have curly hair. And my brother, like, teased his hair up real big, like 6th or 7th grade.
Oh, I'm sure St. Margaret loved that.
It was, his hair looked like a rat's nest. And I remember when he brought back the proofs or whatever they're called.
We're going to get some of those in 5x7, 8x10. I don't know if we'll have time.
There's only one of those pictures that exists, and it's the one my brother brought home, and my mother said, I'm not buying those.
Was it stamped with proof over the,
no.
the face of it?
No. Dan's got the news.
Watermark.
In 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.